Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr's mission was to revive Islam and the Muslim Ummah, was to waken the Ummah from this deep sleep that it had. One of the main features that he had was determination. He was so determined to carry on his path, so determined that despite lack of wide public support, don't think that the people of Iraq supported Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr like they supported Imam al-Khomeini or like they supported his student Muhammad al-Sadr. No, they didn't. I can tell you painfully, painfully, they didn't. But did this lack of widespread public support, did it stop Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr from pursuing his path? No, it didn't. Even if his closest people were warning him, Sayyidina, it's finished. Your students were forced to leave. Your supporters are imprisoned. That's it. Let's just negotiate with the state. Let's find a middle ground. He said, no, I will not find a middle ground. I will keep going. Courage is one of the main traits that Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr had. And so his students followed on his footsteps. They were brave, brothers and sisters. Let's have this courage in our hearts. Yes, maybe the situation at the moment, no one is asking you to sacrifice your life just like Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, but how about sacrificing a bit of your money or time or reputation? How about sacrificing a bit of this fi sabilillah? Let's be brave about it. Let's challenge ourselves. Let's learn from Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr that we should have a lasting impact. Brothers, let's not wait for the Ummah to call for help. Let's go out and address the needs of the Ummah before it calls for help.